Hey everybody, today I watched part 15 of The Ridiculous Six. This is minutes 85 through 90, which starts with the line, "Now this was one of the ugliest ladies I've seen in my life," and ends with the line, "I'll be a good boy, daddy." Oh my god, I don't know if I can finish this movie. It has to have been like 2 weeks since I watched the last segment of this, but I'll keep trying. If I remember to do it, I'll watch more of it soon. We have John Lovitz's character, Enraging Herm, who you may know is played by Jorge Garcia, who played Hurley on the hit television program Lost, which ended in 2010 after a very, very great run on ABC, premiered on September 23rd, 2004. It's still one of my favorite shows of all time. Anyway, his character gets upset because John Lovitz is talking crap about his mom and about him. He goes and kills him. I think he kills him. He at least knocks him out. He chokes him out, steals their money, and then they're off to Sweet Hog Rock. Is that what it's called? Yeah, I guess. I don't know. There's some confusion with Taylor Lautner's character not understanding that it's not a pig, but rather a dingus. Okay, so I just want to say, a lot of people are giving crap to Taylor Lautner for being in this movie, but I really appreciate his dedication to his character. Nobody else in this film is that into being their character. Most of the others are just some variation of just their normal selves. Whereas Taylor Lautner is just going all in for this. Jorge Garcia also. He has quite a bit of character to portray. So shout out to Taylor Lautner. I appreciate you, buddy. Don't keep doing this, but, keep putting your heart into it. It really feels like you're trying there, and that's a good thing. So they come upon the Left Eye gang, who have been buried by the other gang, and at this point, I can't remember the actor's name. The other gang is led by Machete, right? The gang, they're buried by the gang that they're going to try and meet there to get their dad back. So I liked that this scene had all kinds of animals bothering each of the Left Eye gang members. Especially the crow. I thought the crow was the funniest. Pecking away at Nick Swartzen's face. I guess I did enjoy... I enjoyed parts of this segment. But seriously, what is this movie? Why is it so long? There's a Home Alone joke. I was really confused. I was really confused what was happening. And it might be... I think that was a signal for something. But it's been so long since I watched the previous 6 minutes, I really don't remember. It must have been the signal, so he was holding it until they came to answer the signal. Anyway, oh, man. I have nothing else to say about this segment. I'll be back soon. This movie actually does really break up well into 6 minute segments, because this right at 90 minutes we have a scene change, And a lot of these other breakpoints were like cliffhangers of kind of like set up payoffs for jokes or other scene breaks. So I don't know if they did that on purpose, but so far it seems to have worked out that way. I mean, one of the 6 minute breaks was in the middle of the whole baseball thing. So that one didn't work out quite perfectly, but anyway, this movie, it's still on Netflix. It's going to be on Netflix forever because it's their movie. So I guess we'll see. I actually have some hope for the next movie. I think it stars Adam Sandler, but, now I can't remember, but him and his friend are like doing, I'm going to try to remember to look this up before then, but it sounded like it might be kind of decent and not as, just all over the place like this movie is. All right, let me know what you thought about minutes 85 through 90 of The Ridiculous Six. And, to do that, tweet me at jkire. That's J-K-I-R-E. Also, you should check out letterboxd.com. That's without an E at the end. It's a movie for, like, keeping, like, a log of all of your movies that you watch, and you can post reviews and rate the movies. I like it a lot so far, and I've been using it to track at least everything I've been watching in the theaters, and you can follow me on there also. Same screen name as Twitter. That's jkire, J-K-I-R-E. All right, check out todayiwatched.com for more reviews, and I'll catch you later.